So, folks, I've noticed an increase in chatter out there, and right now it's happening on the conservative fringe. I'm talking people like Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, and I've got another example of Sarah Silverman here that I want to play for you, but generally that's how these things start. They're kind of like bonfires, right? Somebody flicks an ash out the window, somebody flicks a cigarette butt out the window, or they're careless with a campfire. Before you know it, you've got hundreds of thousands of acres that are on fire. And that's kind of how this starts, folks. Right now, they're talking about seceding from the United States, and they've got all sorts of arguments behind it, which I'm going to talk about just in brief. But these things have a way of sort of, like bonfires, they may succeed and gain traction, they may not. And a lot of it depends on how the media ecosystem picks us up, as we've seen, you know, with election fraud and all that kind of BS. So does Fox pick up on this theme of secession from the United States? Does Tucker start talking about it? Laura Ingraham, you know, people like that. And does the audience keep broadening until it's actually open for debate, as if it should be? So the first one I want to play for you is Ben Shapiro, and this is what he had to say, folks, about that.
Well, if the basic notion of American government is that the federal government's going to make all the rules and it's just going to be a struggle for the power of the one ring, then this country is not going to last this way. It is just not. And maybe then the best hope for a lot of conservatives and maybe for a lot of liberals, depending on who's in control of that federal government, is a friendly separation.
Okay. And, you know, like I said, I played this in a different sense in a prior video, but he totally forgets. You know, he's trying to make it seem like the Democrats have taken over all the levers of the federal government through the election, right? And he totally forgets that, God bless him, that the Supreme Court is highly packed in his favor as a conservative. Totally forgets that. So one of the three major branches of government is packed in his favor, and it's like it doesn't even exist. You know, oh my God, the federal government's totally against us. We have to succeed. We just must pull away. Now, the next one that I want to play for you folks is this one. So this is Matt Walsh, also a part of the Daily Wire. He's got a show, The Matt Walsh Show. Have a listen to this.
Now, the video we played to start the show yesterday of a two-year-old sitting on the plane, gasping for breath and crying, confused and scared with this mask on his face. When I see that, and
I'm assuming that the little boy made it, or the little girl, right? I haven't seen anything in the news about a mask actually asphyxiating anyone on a plane trip yet.
And all of these people who support that, and many of them also support, you know, chemically castrating 12-year-olds.
No, I don't.
And dismembering babies in the womb.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, for God's sakes. Okay, so the answer to abortion is to actually shut it down like Texas is doing before women even know that they're pregnant, like at 6 weeks. I mean, most people, Matt Walsh, don't wait until the bitter end to have an abortion. I mean, that's generally not how it works, right? So maybe if you had a program where you encouraged pregnancy kits and you encouraged women to understand whether or not they are pregnant and to have an early abortion, you know, that might be a more viable policy than not letting them have anything at all. I mean, we've heard all these arguments, folks, but here's the rest of what he said.
When I see a man who holds all those views, I cannot respect him. Even if I wanted to respect him, I couldn't. There's nothing to respect. It's easy enough to say that, well, we can disagree, but we should still respect each other. I don't. I don't want to share a country with people like that.
Snowflake. When you get down to it, folks, you know, a two-year-old screaming on a plane, I mean, they scream anyway. Okay. I don't know. Maybe a two-year-old shouldn't wear a mask. It's open for debate, right? I mean, but they scream. Kids scream on planes. This is what they do, for God's sakes. Chemical castration of 12-year-olds? No. No. letting women decide if they should be in control of their bodies? Yes, yes. So it comes down to that, really, when you discard the other crap that he's complaining about. It really comes down to abortion, and that's why he wants to secede. I mean, makes a lot of sense, right? And then here's the last one. Have a listen to her.
I mean, this may be a negative thought, or maybe a positive one. I don't know. But if people aren't getting along, like in relationship.
And this is Sarah Silverman, by the way, supposedly a comedian. Real funny.
Relationship, they break up, you know? So, like, why don't we just finally just realize that these states aren't working and, like, divide up into, like, two or three countries of, like, USA 1 and USA 2?
Are you serious?
And they can be USA 1. Like, the conservatives can be USA 1 because they love being number one, and it means something to them. And I'd love to have that be theirs. They can be USA 1, we'll be USA 2, and we'll be allies.
Snowflake.
And you'll come over here, and we'll go over there. And,
no, we won't.
You know, when you come to certain, many times when you go to a different country, you have to get a vaccine.
Right. Does any of that make sense? I mean, they're again advocating for secession. So, folks, ultimately, when you boil this down, I mean, they're still upset. They lost the election. It hurt their feelings. And then they claimed it was rigged. And let's face the facts here. I mean, Trump, basically, one of the major reasons why he lost was because of his terrible handling of COVID. This combined with the conservative media's narrative that wearing a mask is terrible and pushing for people to get vaccinated is terrible. And not only that, but it curtails your freedom. So what do? They resist like they always do, and many of them die as a result of it. So let me get this straight. They've lost the election. They're losing at COVID. These quack cures aren't working worth a damn. I mean, whatever, pick one. They're not working. Many of them won't take the vaccine, and they'll fight against having to wear a mask. I mean, it's a lose-lose-lose. I mean, and worst of all, folks, I mean, when you get to the bottom of it all, they're making it political. They rigged the election. Who did? The Democrats, right? They want to force mask mandates and for you to have vaccines. Who? The Democrats. They've made it all political. Because at the root of it, they really hate Democrats, I'm sorry to say. I mean, I don't hate them, but they seem to hate me. So their answer is, we must secede from the Union. Like Matt Walsh said, I can't live in a country where they mask 2-year-olds and chemically castrate 12-year-olds, which is, no. And I can't live in a country where they believe in women's right to abortion. I mean, my God. And when you boil it down, it really comes down to abortion, because the other ones are just crap excuses anyway. And they're trying to lay the groundwork here, and they're hoping that people like Tucker on Fox News take the nibble and start to promote this logic, which there's a very good chance that you'll start to hear Tucker Carlson talking about secession from the United States. And as I always think about this, folks, I think that what unites us is stronger than really what divides us at the end of the day, right? I mean, we've made it 245 years as a successful union, and they want to throw it all away. Throw it all away. Because they lost the election, because we believe in masks, in vaccinations, and we believe in women's rights. And for this, they want to throw 245 years of a perfect union away. They're political snowflakes, folks. They're dangerous political snowflakes. The way I look at it here is, it's not time to secede. It's time to be an American and have an honest debate like we've always had about these things. Not spread rumors of election fraud that don't exist. These are the types of lies that destroy democracy. And I think Gavin Newsom said it correctly when he said, you know what, democracy isn't like a football that you can throw around. It's like a Ming Dynasty vase. You know, you drop it, it shatters, it's toast. It's not like a football. So folks, I think it's really time to realize the common sense here in front of us that vaccines work, masks help, and it's time to stop fighting a vaccine that you can see is not only working in the United States, but it's working globally. I mean, hundreds of millions of people. It's time to respect Roe versus Wade, not destroy it. We can have an honest debate, but not lies that race to the logic that secession is our only option. It's like the old saying goes, and we've all heard this before, folks, united we stand and divided we fall. When it comes to doing what's right, what makes sense, protecting voters' rights, using a vaccine that actually works, all these things make sense whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And I really believe most Americans get this. And the thing that's worrying is that the conservative fringe right now, that these arguments that they're trying to lay for succession will work their way up the media food chain into Fox News, and then you'll hear Donald Trump talking about it. And now we've got something else that we've got to fight in addition to all the other BS, things that don't make sense.